Hey, this is your producer, Duff. What you're about to listen to is filled with witty rants and dry humor. While our show can be very entertaining, we feel we must caution the close-minded among us. There's foul, dirty fits of geeked-out rage and all-around bad attitudes ahead. Can't say we didn't warn you. So, keep your hands away from your private parts and your ears engaged at all times. This is Prime. Hello and welcome to another fine episode of Prime. I don't know why I call it fine, because that's just my opinion. I don't know. What do you guys think? Anyway, I am Duff. I am your producer. I got a little bit of a scratchy throat going on, just like Michael, because, you know, we have the Black Plague, apparently. But no, it's getting better, I promise. And we've also got Carrie. How are you?
I'm all right, and I think fine is a perfectly good word, considering it's fucked up, insecure, neurotic, and emotional.
What? What is that?
F-I-N-E, fine.
Fucked up, insecure,
neurotic,
and, what?
And emotional.
Oh, and neurotic.
Yeah.
And emotional.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Is that a song?
That is a song, actually, yes.
I figured that. See? I be knowing sometimes.
All right. So, yeah, enough about that. Let's get on with the show. Michael.
What's happening, baby?
How you doing, man?
Could have been better, you know. Sick. Whole house is sick. Correction. Whole house sat sick. Then I got sick last. Then the baby's still sick. And a whole bunch of other nonsense. It's if you can hear her, she's up there crying right now.
Oh, man. And you're just letting her, like, you're sitting there doing the show while your baby's crying. Like,
well, no, I put a bottle by her. I put some blankets around her. She'd be all right.
God. Please tell me you're joking.
I also left the TV on, so, you know, it's.
Please tell me you're joking.
Listen.
I will stop this show right now,
don't
Michael.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. She's all right, man. She's got to grow up sometime, okay?
Dude, she's like
6 months.
God.
6 months is. Is when you start growing up and you start doing stuff for yourself, all right? If my son can make it through the first year, she's got to go through the same trials and tribulations. All right, baby, we're making tough babies over here.
Oh, man.
I'm just kidding to anybody who will listen to this. She is upstairs with my lovely wife.
Okay,
and
good.
That's what we're doing.
Because I didn't want to have to turn this podcast around.
I appreciate it a lot. How are you wonderful, sexy motherfuckers been doing?
Well... I'm going to let Carrie answer that one because she's the only sexy one around here.
Yeah, right.
Although I am the motherfucker of the marriage.
Ah, there it is.
Of the future marriage. Speaking of, she's divorced now. So, like, step it up, dude. If you're going to do this, you got to do it. You got to get licensed. You got to, you got to get that paperwork straight.
Yeah. All right, not a problem.
And this isn't like, not a problem, and then never do it. Like, you need to do it, or we need to go to the justice of the peace.
First of all, how dare you disrespecting my integrity has gotten people killed. Okay, I just want to let you know that. You're lucky I love you. You're lucky.
Well, I love you too, Mike, but come on now. Like, you know, I offered to pay for it. You need to let us know what you need. You need to let us know when you can get it done. And then we need to get your ass to marry us.
Well, that's not saying a whole lot, because it's going to happen.
Right. Well, yeah, but it's got to happen soon.
Well, how soon we talking, baby? There it is.
All I'm saying is you got to get it done, man. That's it.
I got
you. Because we need to get it done. I am sick and tired of having to call her my woman, because my OCD will not let me call her my wife.
Well, here's what you can do. You get her a shirt that says wife, and... then it'd be technically true, because you'll be calling it what a shirt says. See? Boom. Solve the problem. OCD handled.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. Anyway, Carrie, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm here. I want to take a nap.
Well, I'm sorry. We can't take a nap now, because then you'd do on the mic when your head fell.
Well, I'm kind of already doing that.
Well,
so.
Stop that shit.
Hey. Do you guys still go to that Mexican restaurant every weekend?
No, we haven't been in a while. I mean, it's nothing against habaneros. We just found a new love.
Oh, what, the... barbecue joint?
Yeah. It's called Bourbon Bar and Grill, and hot damn, man. You know, I went there on Wednesday because we were not feeling like we wanted to cook. So we went out.
Carrie wanted to go to Hobby Lobby.
Yes, Carrie wanted to go to the Lobby of Hobbies. And
they have a Hobby Lobby up here?
In Hanover, yeah.
Oh, you guys. Well, that's not far from you guys.
It's about a half an hour.
Hobby Lobby.
Hobby Lobby. And you know, hashtag Epiphany Craft. Yeah.
what?
Yeah. Speaking of, No, I'll get back to that in a second. Bourbon Bar and Grill, delicious. They apparently have weekly specials, and on Wednesdays and Sundays, their weekly special, or their special for that day anyway, is 49-cent wings.
I thought they were 10-cent, or is it 49?
It's 49.
Oh, okay.
Because you're delusional.
No, I just don't eat them, so I don't care.
Yeah, she's not a fan of wings, so I but yeah, I know.
Damn it.
I know.
What is going on with you two, okay?
I know.
It every once in a while, but it's just not my thing.
The rage. All right, go ahead.
So I wanted to try them out, and I figured, okay, what the hell? So I got 10 wings. I got, what is it, garlic parmesan, and dude. You look at my gut. I've had a lot of wings in my life. And when I tell you these are the best wings I've ever had, I ain't shitting you. They were like mini roasted chickens. It was just delicious. Crunchy on the outside.
Mini roasted chicken.
But like juicy on the inside and just, so tasty. Yeah.
So
my mistake was going back there last night and getting the habanero mango wings. Man, my ass was not happy.
Sounds about right.
All right, let me sip my coffee.
Sip coffee. I don't know you drink coffee.
Jesus. What you don't know about me could fill a book, Michael.
It'd be a very short book, sir.
And I don't know about that. You didn't know I drink coffee.
Yeah, did you know I kissed a man? Listen, just because whoa was in front of that man, which made it a woman, doesn't mean I didn't kiss a man.
Sure.
It's like
you're gonna want to kiss both of us at the wedding, aren't you?
What do you mean at the wedding? You mean now? Is that what you meant? Yeah. That's how I'm eyeing you both. I'm eyeing you both.
I always knew you had a thing for Carrie, but me, man. Oh, okay.
Hey, well, listen. I must be his type. I'm a big black man.
Oh, Jesus.
That's right. That's right. We're about to make an Oreo out of you, Duffy.
Wow. All right. Hobby Lobby. Yeah. So, Carrie, speaking of Hobby Lobby, got some really good clearance deals at the Hobby Lobby. She got them for her art studio. She has an art channel on YouTube. And
what's it called?
Epiphany Craft Studio. Oh.
Epiphany Craft. You heard that voice break?
Yes, I did. I did. Yeah, none of our voices are silky smooth anymore right now.
Not right now.
But some recent things that I did actually get done while I was sick. I had some time to just sit there and, feel horrible. But so I finally got Carrie's website up. So if you go to epiphanycraft.com, you can see all the nifty things that we've been up to. And, there's still a lot of stuff I need to get done. I need to add descriptions to a lot of the photos. I need to fill out a lot of the portfolio stuff, the gallery, and I need to get some stuff up on the store for sale. But all things in good time.
Epiphany Craft.
Wait, you're going to actually do this now?
Hey, man, you do what you do, baby. I got this.
To everyone else listening to this show, hold off until after the show. Mm-hmm. Unless you're listening on in another tab or on a mobile device, then sure, you go to epiphanycraft.com now. But, you know, if you're listening to it in a browser and you don't know what a tab is, just wait until the end of the show, then click over. There'll be a link in the show notes for epiphanycraft.com.
Well, all right. Yeah, this is a nice looking little site you got.
Oh, well, thank you. All the artwork is her original artwork. Like, it's all did all the art on the site, except for the tiles that are done by me and my mom.
Well, here's the thing. I was just congratulating her. You know, I know she did all the work. She's talented. Don't worry about it.
Oh, I did all the coding, though. So, like, I got to get some props there, too.
That's nerd stuff. Nobody cares. Oh, I love you, Duffy. I love you.
Sometimes I have to wonder about that. On that note, man, why don't we talk about cream-filled penis waffles?
You know what? I'm all for it. Let's get a couple this morning. What time did I have to look?
See, we already had Mickey D's for breakfast because we were out and about. So anyway, moving forward, a restaurant is making a lot of dough with a dish that is both tasty and tasteless. It's a penis-shaped waffle. This phallic food product is sold at a food stall in Bangkok.
Aww, I thought this was American.
It's called Pho Hai Ma, which means I got it from my dad in English.
Oh, God, no, that sounds okay. Now it just went weird real quick.
Yeah. Well, what's even weirder is there's a sausage stuffed inside. Cheese.
Ew. I don't know. Yeah. You can also get... Oh, God, that's horrible.
Each cockeyed creation is stuffed with sausage, cheese, and comes in a variety of sauces, such as ketchup, mayonnaise, or chocolate. Wow.
They just ruined it. It should be only whipped cream. That's it. That's bam. You're done.
Yeah, well, you know, when you've got sausage on the inside, hey.
Well, it's just gross. But don't I mean, they have syrup, something?
I don't know. I mean, you'd think it was a waffle. Who knows? And sausage and waffle, and
that's not bad.
Syrup tastes good.
It does, but not mayonnaise in that combination or ketchup.
No, I'm going to forego the mayonnaise or ketchup. I will stay.
Even chocolate's gross.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I'm normally for a chocolate in this situation, but no, not in this one. Not in this one.
Oh.
That's gross.
So our question to the Prime audience is, would you buy these? Would you put them in your mouth? Would you give them as gifts? Who knows?
Would you put them in your house?
Send us an email, prime@rogueintel.com. Let me know what you think.
First of all, I know you would buy at least 5 of these.
Well, if they tasted good, yeah, I don't care if they're dick-shaped desserts. Like, I would put them in my mouth.
They're like truly dick-shaped. Like,
Have balls.
That's what I'm looking at right now. I mean, I'm looking at the making of it, and it is just, whew.
Yeah, I would eat it. I have no issue with the fact that they are phallic in nature. Now, if you look at the link that we have in the show notes, theprimepod.com, you'll see some pretty interesting pictures, including one topped in mayonnaise being licked by a man.
Nope.
See, that's the one thing you have to keep in mind if you're out in public eating something that is penis-shaped. Don't make eye contact with people.
No. You have to make eye contact. You can't blink.
No,
this guy just dipped his in mayonnaise and ketchup. He went ball first on it too.
Oh, jeez. You never go ball first.
You never go ball first.
Not even in a moment of passion.
God.
Oh God! Look, I see the one with the guy now. To be honest with you, they really do make me want waffles. It seems they're pretty well made. I'll give them that. All right, it seems like it's a pretty sturdy penis waffle we got going on around here.
Yeah, I am. I don't know.
Well, nobody wants a floppy penis waffle.
No, no. It has to be erect. Thus, the sausage on the inside.
Ah, there it is.
It stands up to the dipping. Bazinga.
Bazoom. Hey, do you guys watch that new show he's got? Young Sheldon?
Young Sheldon, no. I want to check it out, but here's the thing. I have no time. I finally got around to watching a couple episodes of This Is Us and The Good Doctor and whatnot, but there's still so many shows that we haven't touched on, like Game of Thrones, and I know you're going to start complaining, but just save it, Michael. Save it.
No, I've met multiple people. You got a whole year. It's going to take a whole year for it to come back on, and it's the last season, so... Yeah. You know, I literally caught up on 4 seasons within a summer. So
yeah. Nice. Yeah, well, we don't have that kind of time.
Now you got time.
Yeah. So we were talking about fast food of sorts. Let's talk about a little something fast food related.
Yeah.
I don't know what the deal is with McDonald's Szechuan sauce, but apparently it's all the rage to all the Rick and Morty fans out there.
You know, bastard. You're just trying to act like you don't know.
A woman was able to trade a few packets of McDonald's Szechuan sauce, which came back for a limited release, for a new car. Now, I'm sorry. I don't know that it's a new car. It's probably just new to her.
I didn't know there was actually a sauce because I knew it was just a thing on the show.
No.
They actually pissed off a bunch of people with that.
Yeah, well, no. They originally brought out the Szechuan. Saskatchewan. McDonald's released the Szechuan sauce to coordinate with the release of Mulan back in, 98, I believe? And it was like, it was a rage. It was all the rage. Everyone loved it, but they ended up ditching it, kind of like they did the McRib, except they keep bringing that back.
Well, because whatever animal that they make every 10 years that creates the McRib, which is clearly a boneless, like, chicken-pig hybrid, that's what they use. And it's a Szechuan sauce, whatever sauces they were using for whatever, you know, animal, it will just figure out where that sauce came from.
I'm going to go out on a limb and saying that the McRib was made from an okja. Which is a joke that only works if you
Netflix. Yeah. And what is that thing?
It's a huge pig. But anywho, going back to it, Rachel Marie of Macomb not only managed to snag one of only 20 packets of the super rare sauce when it got re-released due to the Rick and Morty fame. I don't know. Like, Rick and Morty supposedly has something to do with a pickle and some Szechuan sauce from McDonald's, and they made it
popular. Do not disrespect the show, sir.
We'll talk about the show after this.
Pickle Rick is a staple that you need to respect. You need to watch his second season if you're going to talk this type of shite. All right? All right.
Again, we'll talk Rick and Morty after this.
No, sir. We will talk it now.
No, because we're going to finish the damn article because we're not ADD like you. Well, no, we all are, but.
Yeah, I was going to say you're a liar.
We have restraint.
Don't say we all.
Whatever. Okay, so yeah, getting back to the article, McDonald's did a re-release of the Szechuan sauce, and it was super rare, and it coordinated with the season 3 premiere of Rick and Morty. And, well, she was able to grab some of these. She only grabbed one, actually. But somehow she was able to parlay it into a deal on a car. Okay, I just don't know how this works. Anyone who's willing to give up a car for a packet of Szechuan sauce is an idiot and a retard. That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say about that.
We know people are stupid. I will have to say, the more I read into this, the dumber it becomes. And the better becomes a win for her. She is kind of awesome for that one.
Yeah. And looking at the car, no. It's like a 1999 or like a 2001.
Yeah.
It's a 2000, okay. According to the article.
Yeah, so it's not new, but it's new to her. And it looks like it's in good nick. So, I mean, congratulations for her. She was able to get a Volkswagen Golf, which damn good car, by the way.
They're probably still going to run for like another 3-4 years.
Oh, probably longer than that if she takes good care of it. So congratulations to Marie. I don't get it. All right, so here's the thing. The powerful Nerdcast guys, Sean from Table Reads, you, everyone's been saying, man, you gotta watch Rick and Morty. You gotta watch Rick and Morty. And I'm not into cartoons all that much. And, you know, I really just, I don't have time. But here's the thing. I was sick this week, so I had a lot of time just to sit there and veg because I wanted to get better so I can go back to work. And so I sat down and I started watching Rick and Morty, and I got through almost all of season one just because I wanted to give it a fair chance. But I kid you not, I just don't get it. It's not funny. I don't see it as funny. I like
Did you watch? Stop. Did you at least watch? Okay, wait. So we're on the third season now.
Yeah, and I watched second, it from the first season pilot.
I will say the second season does get better, exponentially better, and the third season kind of tops on that. Especially the way the second season ends, I love it. Now, you will not disrespect my goddamn show ever again in your life. You understand? This is my...
When you're done, I'll unmute you.
You are a disrespectful little bitch right now. Your show, Flyerfy, I got one season.
And a movie.
We're on. They both bombed.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't. Anyway.
Actually, I did enjoy the movie, and I never watched the show.
Why? What about Rick and... Because I want to understand it. What about Rick and Morty is so captivating for you guys?
So, the first season, I only probably saw maybe, I'd say, 4 episodes of, because of the way, you know, it wasn't really, like, on demand and everything at the time. So, it wasn't until really the second season I got into it, and the second season does get a lot better. Third season, I watched all of it. I'll be honest with you, it's more or less like the grandpa or whatever.
Grandpa
Rick and got Morty. Then you got the way that it breaks down. And the reason why I think you're a punk ass is because I don't understand why you can't understand why the show is so goddamn awesome.
Well, I've only seen a couple episodes from season one. So if you had to tell people to watch one episode, which would it be?
It would be the Purge Planet.
And that is season...
I think that's season 2. They got a Purge Planet. And you'll love it. And Carrie, this is up your alley too. You'll love it as well. So if you know what? Season 2, Purge Planet. I'm not sure exactly what it's called, but it's got Purge. It should have Purge in there.
Okay, so you're talking like Purge is in...
Exactly. It's exactly that. Okay. It's a whole planet of that. And they do it the way they get caught in it and everything. I love it. So I'm telling you, you'll like Purge Planet the best. Also, the way it ends, like they go to his friend, what is it, a Birdman or something like that. And he's getting married, and I like that episode. It's a whole bunch of things. I'm telling you, man, the whole second season is better than the first season. I still like the first season.
Is it the one that says, "Look who's purging now"? Episode 9.
Yep, in season 2, that's the one. You will love it. They even drop a Tony Tone record in there to make you feel good.
Alrighty then. Well, that might apply to you as a feel good, but not really so much me.
So white.
Yeah. Change that.
I'm telling you,
You'd call me racist for putting on blackface.
That would be pretty stupid. But, but I do like you, so I would have to see what type of blackface you did. See, if you go real skin tone black person, maybe not so bad. Okay. Like if you go Obama shade, now I want you to listen to me. If you do this, I cannot protect you from other black people.
Oh, you're safe. I'm not going to do something that stupid. and yes, that would be very stupid.
But watch that episode now. Listen.
Okay.
I watched one episode of Firefly for you. Just to see why you talked about it so goddamn much.
Which one did you watch?
The first one.
Oh, okay.
And maybe I feel the same way that you feel about Rick and Morty.
He's so black.
Just saying. No, sir. I actually like the movie. What's the guy who played like the bounty hunter in the movie? The black guy?
Yeah.
It's a real African name. But he's British.
Yeah, I can't remember. I can't pronounce his name, but it's...
Yeah, basically. But he's been in the shit ton of movies.
Yes, he has.
So I was going to say that. I liked him even as the bad guy. I liked... Is it Nathan Fallon?
Nathan Fillion.
Whatever.
TV's Richard Castle. Yeah.
The fag boy with the haircut. I liked...
Real descriptive, cool. Mike.
And also the chick... the whole... I won't say the whole movie was about the chick, but it was primarily centered around her. Yeah, I liked her too. So
yeah,
There are three people I liked in that movie. Okay. Everybody else could eat a dick.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Let's move on. I promise I will watch Look Who's Purging now.
And also, season 3, Pickle Rick.
Yeah, I kind of have to watch that because everyone talks about Pickle Rick.
What? So watch Pickle Rick, but also there's I think how the season ends, like the, it's a whole planet of Mortys, and in the show, Morty is like a real, like, he's a sidekick, but he's always down on himself, so it's like a whole, but then come to find out there's whole universes, a whole alternate universes with him, and all that, so go ahead, baby.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll like it. All especially right, well, Carrie will like the Purge one. And right. you could literally just like put your head inside the sofa and breathe deeply for all I care. I mean, you'll still be able to breathe. I just want to let you know that.
All right. Well, speaking of TV, one of my favorite new shows is coming back, and it's going to be another show that I don't have time to watch, and I'm so sick over it. Stranger Things Season 2 is coming out in about 2 weeks.
Ooh.
And I've seen the trailer, and it gave me bumps of goosies. It was just amazing. I absolutely
cannot wait. We do agree on this. We do agree on this one.
What are your thoughts on season 2 so far?
So, from what I witnessed with my eye holes, I can't goddamn wait for it. That shit looked pretty fucking awesome. I don't know why this monster is the size of the goddamn Empire State Building, but I'm loving it. I'm trying to figure out how they're going to work that in there. I'm pretty sure there's going to be some little mini monsters running around. This shit looks amazing. And also, on top of that, Eleven's coming back out of that weird alternate universe
and she got stuck hair. In.
Ooh, and she got hair. I still don't like the nose running thing because it makes her, to me, it makes it her really weak. Because it's like, I'll use my power. Oh, God, I lost blood. I'm about to hit my head on the floor, you know, on the ground. Like, I don't know. That part I don't like about her. She had nothing to do with it, but still, I don't like that part about it.
I think telekinesis and nosebleeds are a common pair. If you look back at the Firestarter, if you look back at a lot of the movies out there that talk about moving stuff with your mind, it's kind of a thing. It just, it happens. It's a side effect.
Yeah, I know, but I've also seen, you know, you got the, like, the X-Men, you know, Professor Xavier, Lord! Telekinesis, where he's just like, bam, hold on, yeah, I'm moving. No, he doesn't move stuff with his mind.
Yes, he does.
He stops people. He doesn't move stuff.
He can move stuff with his mind.
It's Jean.
He can
Grey.
Move people.
Yeah,
yeah. Jean Grey was the Phoenix.
Let's oh man. About that.
Yeah.
And yeah, but she lost her shit. So there's her weakness.
Well, see, in the comic books and even in the cartoon, like, they go to outer space. She's like a super badass. Yeah. And in this movie, they made her kind of badassy, but like out of control crazy. It's like she actually came back to the X-Men in the comic books as you know, with Phoenix.
But yeah, whatever. Yeah. Well, she's actually coming back in the new X-Men movie. I cannot wait to see that.
Wait. Really? There's a new X-Men movie? Oh, they got a new Wolverine too, don't they?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, they do, because he's not after he did the last Logan movie, he said he's never doing Wolverine again. Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, I know Hugh Jackman. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, I don't know if they're going, I don't know what the hell they're going to do, but it's going to be good. X-Men movies always are.
I don't know. I like the last one, but it kind of, I like how they're going back, because they really can't go in the future.
No,
I think they're pretty much really fucked.
One thing about the new trailer for Stranger Things 2 is like the whole sense of nostalgia. You're going back to 84, and they really do a good job of portraying what things were like in 84.
How would you know?
Because I was 4. I was around.
Yeah, like you remember shit from when you were 4.
You know what? Leave me alone. Anyway, one of the things that gave me the feels was seeing them in the Ghostbusters outfits for Halloween.
I did like that. I was like, my son would love that. I said, except for the fact that now it's all women, so he might not want to do it. He's pretty sexist right now. Be honest with you, he's pretty sexist. I'm trying to get him out of it, but he's a
girls
sexist.
Girls have cooties, duh.
No, he likes three girls. He said one didn't like him back, but it didn't matter. He liked them, so I was like, whoa. Like, what you mean it didn't matter? You know, I had to watch him for that.
It comes out October 27th on Netflix, so if you don't subscribe, you better get on it. I cannot wait. And That's
you gonna binge watch. You know what's funny?
If I have time, I will. Yeah.
I like to. I don't know why. I think I've been kind of programmed. I kind of like to watch Netflix shows sometimes, like a regular TV show. So I'll watch maybe one or two in a day, and then I'll wait like a few days and act like it's coming on again. It makes me feel good. That way, because if I go through the whole like whole 10 episodes in a day, I feel real shitty afterwards. I'll be honest with you.
I don't know. I just can't stop myself sometimes.
It is true.
Yeah, you can check out the trailer on our show note page, theprimepod.com. We've got the link there for the Rolling Stone article we are looking at today. On that note, we are going to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about more we're going to be talking more about some really nifty stuff, some funny stuff, and really some sad stuff. We've also got an announcement for next week's episode, so stay tuned for that after the break.
Let's do it.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye. Every time I need to go buy a refill for my Slurpee machine, I go to rogueintel.com/Amazon. This way, I can get my Slurpee machine at the great prices of Amazon, and my Rogue Intel buddies get a little bit of a cut from that. And every time I make a Slurpee purchase, it makes me very, very happy to know that I am supporting my favorite chubby little buddy.
Hey, it's Clint Daly, host of the Daily Dose Sports Podcast. You know, we release a new podcast every single Wednesday, and we bring you our own unique outlook on the world of sports. You know, we try to give you some actual insight and maybe a common sense approach to sports. Whether it's breaking news, some of the biggest games, or even some sports history, check out the Daily Dose Sports Podcast now on the Rogue Intel Podcast Network. The Daily Dose, your daily dose of sports and sarcasm.
Movies, anime, comics, video games, and pop culture. These are but mere playthings for the manliest beings in all of podcasting history, the powerful Nerdcast. Hosted by the gurus of geekdom, Corey and Christian, join them each week to discuss all things nerd culture, everything from Star Wars to Dragon Ball Z, and everything in between. Find the powerful Nerdcast on the Rogue Intel Podcast Network at rogueintel.com.
Hi, this is Uwe Boll. If you want to help support the podcast on this network, go to rogueintel.com. Thank you and go fuck yourself.
Hi, this is Aaron from Everything Falls. You're listening to Prime on Rogue Intel. Check out our new EP, Through the Storm, at everythingfallsband.com and all major digital retailers.
Ah, yes, we're back on Prime. You know, I was actually talking to Aaron from the band Everything Falls earlier this week, and he's got a home studio now, so he is producing his own stuff, and he sent me a demo to listen to, and so far it sounds great. I cannot wait to hear more, and I'm going to try and get him back on the show here soon just to pimp out his stuff, and yeah, that'll be nice.
It will be nice. Must be nice. Yeah, I don't see what's wrong with it.
All right, then. I like coffee. You like coffee, Mike?
Every now and then.
All right. I know Carrie likes coffee.
Yeah.
I can hear you guys drinking it.
Yeah. Well, we're not drinking it now because my coffee's empty. Yeah. But Huffington Post has an article about a new Tim Hortons flavor. And
sounds horrible.
Well, Tim Hortons is delicious. Tim Hortons has great coffee.
That's Canada, though, right?
That is Canadian, yes.
How do you know about it?
Because a friend of mine used to get it shipped in from Canada, and he gave me a can of it one time, and it was, like, delicious. So, yeah, there's a new flavor, And, well, we're just going to let you hear it from the source.
Introducing weird new flavors is all the rage. Lay's is trying to make fried green tomato chips happen. One day, we'll have to sit our grandkids down and tell them about simpler times, like when there were only two kinds of Oreos, regular and double stuff. And then there are things that are truly wild, like this new buffalo latte at Tim Hortons. Ugh. The drink blends espresso, steamed milk, and mocha with the flavor of buffalo sauce and sprinkles more buffalo seasoning on top. Don't even bother asking Jessica Simpson if she wants one.
That is gross.
Yes. I don't know why. They're only doing this in two locations right now, but it's a buffalo latte. Like, what the hell, dude? You don't mix coffee and then tangy spicy. It's just...
It's like, it's basically literally somebody was in their little lab or wherever they do, you know, taste testing, was eating wings and horribly drinking coffee at the same time, dropped a buffalo wing in there, took a sip and was like, this is pretty shitty enough. Somebody will buy it.
Yeah. Now, Stephen Goldstein, the regional president of Tim Hortons U.S., so I guess they are branching out into the U.S., he said Tim Hortons and buffalo sauce were both born in 1964, so why not take these two buffalo staples and combine them?
No.
Sweet mocha and tangy buffalo sauce. Like, I wouldn't even dip my buffalo wings in whipped cream. Nevertheless, like coffee, like no.
Why are you destroying a really good cup of coffee by putting crap that I wouldn't even want on chicken in it?
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. That is true. I'm not a huge buffalo wing fan.
No.
I love me some wings, but not buffalo wings.
I mean, if you're gonna give me hot wings, it better taste good. I'm talking like mango habanero. Case in point. I'm not a fan of buffalo sauce because it's just. It's tangy, but it's not that tasty. And like I said before, it's only available in two locations in the Buffalo, New York region. So if you are in Buffalo,
don't drink it.
Not even if you're like right next door. Not even if you're in the store currently while listening to this on your iPhone.
Not or if Android. They give that shit to you for free. Don't even drink it if they give it to you for free. If somebody hands you a cup of buffalo flavored latte, throw it back in their face because they truly are trying to disrespect you. All right, and then you got to fight. You got to fight in the street until the police come, and then you yell crazily like, this motherfucker tried to give me buffalo sauce, he's trying to kill me, and that type of stuff.
Yeah, I guarantee if you drink a buffalo latte, you're gonna end up being forced to sit on the porcelain throne.
Well, if you do, just make sure you check in the toilet before you actually sit down.
Why is that?
Because apparently there are some strange things afoot in some people's toilet.
Wait, there's strange feet in people's toilets?
Yeah, like baby possum feet.
Just baby feet?
Possum. No, the whole baby possum.
How do you figure?
How you figure, my name?
Come on now.
A person in Melbourne found a baby possum stuck in the drain of their toilet. And it's the first time that the person who got called to try and get said baby possum out of the toilet had ever seen anything like that in like 30 years of a possum working its way up through the sewer system.
This will be a little off topic. I just want to thank the person who actually recorded this. Their toilet is immaculately clean. It's like immaculate. It's perfect.
Yeah,
there's no ring around it or nothing. I'm like, oh man, I think why that baby possum is so dirty because they cleaned the toilet before they took the video. They kept flushing it because that's a goddamn clean toilet right there. There's no ring around it, nothing. It looks great on the sides. As a person who cleans toilets, and especially in this house, I'm pretty proud of that toilet. And I don't even know who it is.
Nigel Williamson, good job.
Good job. Good job, Australia.
There, I'm not sure where this is, but another one, a fire rescue team had to go out and get a man who was stuck in a portable toilet after trying to retrieve a friend's cell phone.
Oh, what?
The dude that got stuck said it was disgusting and that there were animals down there, too.
All right, I'm sorry. Like, Carrie, you are probably my best friend. If you drop your OnePlus 3 down into a toilet... Uh-huh. Yeah, it's gone, honey. It's gone. I ain't going down there.
I wouldn't expect anyone to go down there. I wouldn't want it back.
No.
Can I tell you guys a personal story?
Oh, please do.
So one time I was having the little bubble gutsies, and as usual, I was using my phone. And the day, the night, they were weary, and I just like the music, so I just want to talk like that now. As the feces exploded from my rectum, that was a little graphic, I apologize. I stood up, you know, got my little wipey wipe on, stood up, and I was like, you know what? Let me turn around and, oh my God, drop, fumble into the toilet full of waste.
Man.
And you know what's so funny is I flushed the toilet. I flushed it a couple times. I took my phone apart as best as I could. I wiped off every part of it. I had gloves on when I did this. And I put it in rice, like people said, and I threw away that container because it was even after wiping everything off, I'm talking about I went bleach on it. Probably the reason why it still didn't work that great. I still wanted to use it because I didn't have another phone. But I ended up having to order another one. But I will never forget the day that before I even got to flush the toilet, I dropped my phone in it. Yeah, exactly how I felt. And think about it, that was my only, I had no other way of communication. our laptop was broke, everything. And my wife was the only one with a phone that day. And I used to drive 2-3 hours to get to work.
I am lucky. I've never had that happen to me. I have dropped things in the toilet, but nothing of importance.
I like that.
Well, here's one that you will like.
I was just about to say the same.
A man was in Oregon taking his dog for a walk through a park, and I guess he had a case of the rumble guts, too. Decided to hit a porta potty, opened it up, huge marijuana plants.
Yes, please.
You mean you would love to turn it into the proper authorities and...
No, I would take that shit and smoke it.
No. No, don't say that.
It's Oregon. It's legal there.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. See, I don't know sure. about Oregon. Or either that or Washington. I can't... One of those two states.
Wait, I like what he did. He just stuffed it into the back of his truck. That shows you, like, I guess, how like green or square he is, because it's like I'll just ride around with marijuana trees in the back of my pickup.
That's the police doing it.
Oh yeah.
Police, are you for real?
Yeah. Police took the plants from the toilet and loaded them onto the truck I'm looking at? To be held for evidence. Mm.
Yes. So I guess it's not
legal in Oregon.
Yeah, I would say yeah. Wait, this hillbilly dude that I'm looking at is a police officer. Mm-hmm.
Apparently. Wow.
And then if the possum, while cute, wasn't bad enough, in Thailand, they had to send out emergency responders to get a non-venomous snake out of a toilet.
No, that's just, that's not happening.
Mm-hmm. What would you do, Duffy, if you were using the bathroom? And you just felt something like, you know, they did that little snake, the little tongue thing where the, you know, taste in the air and seeing what everything, and then you feel that on your butt. You feel that right on the cheek.
Yeah,
right
no.
on the meat.
No.
how would you feel?
Yeah, no.
If a snake licks your, the meaty side of your cheek.
No, I would be no good.
What? Did you hear about the man who got his penis bit by a snake?
Yes, we actually we broke that.
Did we talk about
this? This was before you were even on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but we talked.
No, this has happened in the past year. It was another one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Wait, no, maybe we did talk about it with you then.
You know what? I think that's what I'm talking about there, because I remember that. Because that's
And he passed out from the pain.
I'm sorry, it's so horrible and funny to say.
It really is. It really was. Yeah. Yeah, it was, Oh, as a matter of fact, it was, Boom Monkey. Not the porn Boom Monkey.
That's what? Because there was no way I was going to try and pronounce his name.
Yeah, at the porn Boom Monkey, or it's like, yeah.
Stupid.
That was pretty much your reaction when she said it.
I like it. See, I stay true. Stay true to form, baby.
And if you've ever wondered if you can put your foot in a toilet, don't do it, because a woman in China had her leg trapped in a toilet for 6 hours before firefighters could get her leg
Why
free.
The hell would you put your foot in a toilet?
Why not? You know, she wanted to break things up with her toes. She wanted to stir that lemonade, baby.
Jesus. I just don't even know.
And then you can always go to Alaska, where a woman had stopped to use a bathroom after a long day of taking wedding photos when her gun clip gave out and her gun fell into the toilet.
Well, that's just bad timing.
That is pretty bad timing. I thought you were going to say she got shot in the butt, mm-hmm. which would have been hilariously funny.
That would be very funny.
Yeah, they had to use a stick with a magnet on it to pull it out.
Well, I guess that's the toilet's gun now.
Yeah, the only reason I would ever reach into a toilet to pull something out that I might have dropped in there is because it'll clog it to where nothing will go down. Otherwise, it's in there, it's gone.
Yeah.
I don't want it.
There's very few things I would try to fish out of a dirty toilet.
Well, if it lets you know, a phone is one of those things for me.
Well, not for me, because it's probably not going to work afterwards anyway. I would fish it out so I could get the SIM card out, but I wouldn't try to resuscitate, because actually rice is not good for the phone.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I got a Facebook thing that says if you drop your phone in water, put it in rice and wait overnight, it's like, and Asians will secretly come and fix your phone for you. Oh, you know what's funny? This is a little off topic. Well, no, actually, I want to stay on topic with this one. Did you guys see the last little bit about this toilet humor we got going on here?
What's up?
The magic toilet?
No, I didn't.
Well, guests at the Strasbourg Festival in Budapest discovered a secret rave taking place inside of one of the event's porta potties.
What?
Yeah, if you go and look at the video, you see like a group of people standing outside of like a row of porta potties, and then a guy opens one, and it leads into like the right into the rave.
Wow! All right, well, we're gonna look at that video.
Yeah, it was like, oh, that's pretty stupid. It says, "This is why I love Sisket." Just upon a random,
what the hell?
Exactly. Just upon a random toilet, there's a secret party going on. The rave was hidden behind a secret hallway, hiding in a seemingly
inconspicuous.
Innocuous porta.
Innocuous. What? That's not. I don't know that. That's.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think that's what you're supposed to use. That's what I was worried about. I was ready to say inconspicuous.
Yeah, I think that's the word he should have used.
Exactly.
But yeah, I'm looking at this video now, and that is that's wicked cool, actually. Like disguising a
as long as no drunk person has actually tried to use the porta potty, if there is still a hole or anything in there.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I'm not much of a raver at all. I've never raved, period. But I don't know. That's still kind of cool. I just like the idea of a secret doorway.
I do. I've always said when I get my house, I'm going to make some type of secret doorway. I'm still going to do it. It depends on how much money or type of house I get. But this was pretty interesting. I liked it.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like good, stupid stuff?
I like stupid stuff. I think anyone who listens to this show probably likes good, stupid stuff. Now, the next thing we're going to talk about isn't so stupid. Have you guys seen the trailers for the After Hours Club? It's a documentary that's releasing this week.
It's a good trailer. I'll give them that. I don't know what their budget was, but they finessed, like, the hell out of that trailer.
Hell yeah. No, the trailer's great, and well, we've got some good news. You, Michael, and us are going to be watching a sneak preview of the documentary, The After Hours Club, and we are going to be interviewing the filmmakers Christian Mockenberg and Corey Miller on next week's show. So stay tuned for that. We do have a little bit of audio goodness. It's more video than anything else, but we're gonna play the audio. You'll get the gist.
What face does death have for you? Have you ever seen it up close?
Death has left a trace on us all. People try to ignore it as much as they want. But it's waiting around the bend for all of us.
Death is the big psychological crisis that we all have to face.
Serial killing is now on the rise again. Real question is how many of them are there out there?
Santa Monica is not new. She is the angel of death. She was created by God.
I think the funeral service industry is still a bit of a mystery to a lot of people.
So when you start the arterial embalming, you're going to cut here. After that, even worse.
Death bets out all the suckers. Death knows whether you're lying or you're telling the truth. Because at the end of the day, it's one of the purest things that's out there.
Well, that's about it. Yeah. Yeah, we will be talking to the filmmakers next week on the show, and we can't wait for that because they're a bunch of cool guys. They actually are the same Corey and Christian that do the powerful Nerdcast right here on the Rogan Tell Podcast Network. So if you want to hear the uncensored version of Corey and Christian, you can definitely check them out at RoganTell.com. Hey.
Is it wrong? I always want to call Corey Taylor.
No. No, Corey Taylor from Slipknot. No, that's not wrong. It's just not accurate.
Yeah.
We're going to get out of here for the episode. You guys have been great. Thank you very much for listening. And you can find all the ways to listen, interact, and spread the love over at theprimepod.com. Mike, any words of parting wisdom?
Always guard your nuts, son. As a man with a vasectomy, always guard them.